Okay, so Jackie said that employment-based immigration is going to be your moneymaker. Maybe, maybe not. The most important thing to remember, though, is that employment-based immigration is always an option, even for folks who come to your office, clients that you think have no hope. You should never rule out that there could be an employment-based option for them. The speakers today covered a lot of the areas of immigration. Basically, when you look at the population of your clients or even the United States, everyone is going to fall into one of these categories, being either a citizen or a national of the United States, a permanent resident. They're here legally in some kind of non-immigrant visa status. They're in some other type of legal status, such as TPS, or they're an asylee or DACA, or they are not documented. They've entered EWI, they had a visa, but now they've overstayed. So Frank and I are really only going to cover today the employment-based categories, both permanent residency and also the non-immigrant, meaning temporary, visas that have work options. Very basic thing we wanted to get across to you all as you approach a client's case and are thinking about employment-based immigration options is that in addition to collecting a detailed questionnaire, immigration documents that they may have had for previous filings, et cetera, you also want to always have a good detailed resume for the person, copies of their educational documents, and also what their employment offers are, employment options. Because if there's an employer involved, which there is on virtually all of these type of cases,